Stop it.
Welcome back to another episode of TKM Today. Here are your hosts,
Carson Johnson,
Drew Knapp,
Pete Pastorino,
and Jack Albright.
Hi guys, welcome back to our third and final podcast. Today we're going to share our thoughts about the end of the book and what happened with it. So it all started off when Jem and Scout were walking home from their pageant, and they heard footsteps behind them. Well, and they didn't know, they thought it would be Cecile Jacobs because he had scared them once before. But when they started calling for Cecile, no one answered, so they got scared. And as they got closer and closer to the house, they kept hearing them more and more. And until they finally got really close, and someone lunged at them and like was trying to fight them down and possibly try to kill them. And they broke Jem's arm, and Jem broke free unconscious. But and Scout also broke free.
Scout broke free, but Jem broke his arm, and Jem was taken home by a mysterious man from the Scout, which we later find out to be
Boo Radley. Yeah, and we later found out that Jem broke free because Boo Radley stabbed Bob Ewell, who was trying to murder them and get them down. And that was a very heroic act by Boo Radley, and it really made sense with like what happened at the beginning of the book, and it just connected really well to the end.
In my opinion, it was pretty good that the author brought back Boo Radley after, for a couple chapters, it seemed like he was going to be a non-factor for the rest of the story. And it was good that he just brought him back.
And it made a lot of sense for the book.
And they said in the trial that Bob loved to get revenge on people, and that was his way of getting revenge on Atticus for making people think that Bob might have abused Maella.
Yeah, and Bob also spat on Atticus and said that he's gonna get him even if he dies doing it.
The central ideas have still played a huge part in this book, and probably the biggest one has been race, which at the beginning didn't seem like it was going to play a huge part, but has definitely evolved to be the biggest one. And the best example of race in this book is Tom Robinson and his trial, and the trial being biased against him because he was colored and he was going against a white man. And he ended up losing, and when he was in jail, or when he was in prison, one day he tried to escape, and the officer said he would have escaped if he had two arms, and he almost made it across the fence, but they ended up shooting him about 17 times.
Yeah, and another central idea that's played a role in this story is gender, and how the Finches are trying to make Scout more like a girl, and how Aunt Alexandria has come to make her more like a lady. And another central idea in the story is gossip, and all the gossip in the beginning of the book around Boo Radley, and some other gossip is about the Tom Robinson case and how everybody wants to know about it and stuff.
Another central idea is social class. It showed up many times in the book, but two of the biggest times it showed up is with Walter Cunningham, with them being poor and him not having a good life at home. And the other time is the Ewells. They were really poor and did not have the best life. So that might be why they wanted to go to court so that they could get some money.
And attention. And because Milo said it took her a full year to save up, 7 nickels?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
$0.35, so
yeah.
I would tell you that that's pretty poor.
So now we're going to talk about some characters that change over the course of the book. The first one is Scout, and how Aunt Alexandra is trying to make her more ladylike. During the beginning of the book, like, she doesn't really change that much, but towards the end, she's definitely beginning to come more like a lady.
Another character we're going to talk about is Jim. Jim turns more serious, and he doesn't really like hanging out with Scout anymore. And he's growing up really fast, and he thinks he's an adult already, even though he's still a kid, and he just takes everything way too serious.
And Scout, like, doesn't like it. She misses, like, the old Jim. She keeps on telling Atticus, and he just keeps on telling her that Jim's going through something.
Yeah, it just changes.
For how the book connects the world to the world today, our reason is, today, even though our court system has gotten better, people are still falsely accused all the time. And a lot of times they're still put in jail for things that they didn't do.
And there's still plenty of room for improvement.
Yeah, and even though racism has gotten a lot better, there's still some in the world today that the world needs to improve on.
Without a doubt.
Okay, so now we have some thoughts, questions, and concerns about the book. I thought it was really cool how Boo came back after that long period of not really knowing about him and not really knowing what he was doing. Pete, do you have any questions about the book?
I'm kind of confused on how, or on why they didn't have Boo Radley more involved near in the middle of the book. Instead of them just having them in the beginning and the very end.
Yeah, it was confusing how they just brought them back kind of out of nowhere.
Yeah, it seemed like Scout and Jim just moved on from that. Like, they have matured. But then Boo Radley just comes right back in and plays a
saves
huge
the
part. Yeah, she saves the day.
It also confuses me on, like, how mad Jim was at the verdict. But, like, he got over it really fast afterwards, it seemed like, considering how mad he was.
Yeah, and I also have some concerns about the Ewell family, like how they're gonna survive, like without their father, and like who's gonna like make the money and stuff, and like keep the family living.
Yeah, that's kind of rough because Mayella is not smart, and not any of them are smart.
Yeah,
like their first grade education, I guess they have to like. Rely on government checks.
Yeah. All right, now guys, we're gonna sign out. These are your hosts:
Jack Albright,
Drew Knapp,
Carson Johnson,
and Pete Pastorino.
And we'll see you next time. It's Everyday, bro.
Peace.